Good evening and welcome to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I'm Bill Lord-Tremont-Smith, your host for this evening's edition. And our guests this evening are Miriam Huertas and Mike Krizoukas. And our topic is the 2015 Lehigh Valley Christmas Concert. Welcome, Miriam. Welcome, Mike. And please tell us both of your roles for this annual event.
Oh, thank you, Bill. It's wonderful to be here in the studio again and for our 19th annual Lehigh Valley Christmas and Concert. I'm the Senior Vice President at the Chamber of Commerce, so my role is to get all the sponsors together and get all the musicians together and make the whole thing happen. So it's fun.
Which you have been doing very successfully for 19 years. Wow, amazing, 19 years. And Mike, your role?
I'm the music director for the evening, and I do a lot of arrangements when they need to be done. We do that, and especially the finale, which is the finale.
Right, the finale.
As that implies. And that's a lot of work, actually, because we have a youth string group that I have to write, you know, string arrangements for, and we have a bit of a choir this year on a tune that will remain a secret, but...
Okay. We can look forward to that. And in addition to being the musical director, you, of course, you're performing both in your own right and with a variety of the other performers as well, I believe.
Yeah, I will do that. I know with Doug Hawk, and things usually pop up in the course of the evening backstage, and okay. You may end up playing with another person. That happens a lot.
Yeah. Well,
let's hit that when we get to talking about who the performers
are this year.
But before we do that, let's, first of all, tell people when and where. You've already mentioned 19 years. Are we in the same venue as the last few years?
We are indeed. We're at Miller Symphony Hall again in downtown Allentown on 6th Street. It's a wonderful venue, and the date is Thanksgiving Sunday, November 29th this year, and showtime is 7 p.m. when we go. We advertise 10 o'clock, but it really goes to around 10:30. But it's really fun, very fast-paced, and lots of energy on that wonderful stage.
Yeah, one huge party, right?
So
less than 2 weeks to go. That's 1 week from next Sunday, the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend at 7 p.m. You've been doing it for 19 years. Tell us what keeps you both motivated to keep organizing this year after year.
I'll take a crack at that. You know, for me, I think that it started back in 1996. And, it was a time when people didn't really have their own CD. So when we first started this, it was an opportunity to really just gather this, plethora of musicianship that we have in the Lehigh Valley and just a wonderful group of folks. And the multi-genre aspect was something that spoke to both Mike and I, and we're both big holiday. You know, we love Christmas. We love our big Christmas party that we used to throw. But, we just love gathering people. So I think that's how it started, was just getting all these people together.
Yeah. And we were really doing a lot of recording back at that time with Bummer Tent Records that we had. And, I enjoyed doing that, just recording all these musicians. At that time, that was a new thing. It wasn't as available as it is now. Now everyone records themselves.
Right.
But it was really great because we would spend the whole summer having Christmas songs sung in the studio.
You got to love Christmas to do that.
It was very interesting. But just the camaraderie started there that later extended into the concerts. It was just everybody was – all these different musicians were getting together.
So basically both from the audience point of view and the musician's point of view, for the musicians, it's a big party backstage. Musicians of all diverse backgrounds, music backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds, coming together and collaborations sort of sprouting from people meeting each other who normally wouldn't, right?
I mean, as a musician, that's the most exciting part. In fact, that's what I think draws a lot of the people to continue to do this every year, is it's just a really fun time. And you see people that you don't get to see in the course of the year because – a lot of people are still out playing all the time, so you mm-hmm. just see everybody backstage, and it's a whole other event backstage.
And musicians tend to play in venues that's their genre music, whereas here, how many different genres do you have covered in this year?
Oh, my gosh. Jazz, blues, gospel, folk, Caribbean.
Yeah. And the kids are playing classical material
and
barbershop as well, I think.
Barbershop. Female barbershop.
A large Caribbean steel band. I mean, a steel drum band. It's really, this year probably more than any. I was just looking at this, and this is one of the most diverse years we've ever had.
Yep, that did strike me as well.
Yeah. So which is what makes it great. You know, just to get all these people from all these diverse backgrounds together, I think it's for me, it's just magical. So it really is important for us that we continue to do this, at least for one more year. I'm thinking of ending it next year. But 20, that's a good
20th
year.
20th finale.
There you go. Maybe a two-day event, you know.
Well, we are glad you're still doing it. And it really looks like a really interesting lineup this year and a showcase for all the huge musical talent that we have here in the Lehigh Valley that people don't necessarily realize when they see all different one-off events, but getting a collection like this together in one place is pretty special.
Yeah, we'll have audience attendees that are blues fans who will come there because maybe their favorite blues player is playing one year, and then I hate to use the word be forced, but if they'll hear things that they wouldn't normally even think they'd want to hear, and they'll come out liking it, or boy, that was really neat, that little classical piece, you know, whatever.
Yep, good. So, I mean, it's really good for the cultural vitality of the Lehigh Valley all around. So tell us a bit about the performance this year. Tell us, but really briefly, what's your selection process? And then let's talk about some of the returning performers. And then afterwards, we'll get on to talk about the new performers.
You know, some people just, you know, inquire really early on, oh, I hope I'm going to be on it next year. Let me know what the date is. And, you know, kind of that very informal, friendly format. And then we always try to bring in new folks as well. And I think that's the harder part, you know, but somebody like, you know, BC, the BC Combo and Jay Kaligas and, you know, some of the other folks that keep returning, Darlene Finelli, Fiona Hennessy from Blackwater, Fusion Jazz Trio. You know, there's a lot of people who've been part of our family for quite some time.
And it is that family that, I mean, the audience expects those certain people to be there every year. We've found that out, so it's not something we would change at this point.
No. So some people will always be part of this as long as we're doing this. Dave Fry is another person that comes to mind. I mean, he's just such a wonderful performer, and he really just hams it up, and he's great to listen to in any format, but especially at this concert.
WDIY's Dave Fry, Tuesday night, live from Godfrey Daniels, and some of our folk programming as well, of course.
Yeah.
And at BC, of course, she's appeared so many times, hasn't she, and put in some stellar performances. I mean, some of the ones.
She's incredible. She really is. Such a great performer.
You know what? Why don't we take a listen? You've also got Fusion Jazz Trio returning.
Yep.
And Darlene Finelli returning as well. They're not performing together this year, are they? They have performed together in the past.
I think they are performing together this year.
Okay, in that case, look, let us take a listen to one of the CDs going back to 2004 when the Christmas Concerts of Music was put on CD by Bummer Tent. And we have Darlene Finelli together with the Fusion Jazz Trio performing Coventry Carol.
The king in his raging charge. Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
Said the night wind to the little lamb.
Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb.
Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star,
dancing in the night with a tail. The tail as big as a kite.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon on WDIY. And there we were just listening to James Barkley and Jerry Pegues. Some really nice gospel music doing Do You Hear What I Hear? And that came from the 1999 Lehigh Valley Christmas Concert, and they are one of the returning artists as well this year, right?
Yes, they've been with us a long time, a lot of the concerts. They're great singers. James Bartley is someone that I've known for a long time. He's been a musician around here in the gospel scene and in the old R&B scene. That's when I first knew him. I was in a little R&B band with him years ago.
Wow. Will you be guesting with them?
I usually do sit in with Jimmy.
All right.
Yep.
Talking of Mike performing, of course, Zen for Primates haven't been in existence for the last year, so I'm sure many of you are missing, I know I'm one of them, missing hearing Mike's unique guitar playing. And hey, this will be your first opportunity for the last 12 months to catch Mike performing, both with his own band and with a variety of the other musicians at this year's concert. So why don't we talk about what you'll be doing yourself, Mike?
Well, that's a little bit up in the air yet, even at this moment. I'm going to be doing something that I've, you know, arranged for the evening. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of a surprise also, I think.
Okay.
With
other musicians?
Yes.
Okay, good. We can look forward to that surprise.
And probably, you know, not so much a surprise with performing with Doug Hawk, who is an amazing vocalist, and Mike will be...
Yeah, well, I'm also officially playing with Doug Hawk in his slot in the evening.
I love Doug Hawk's voice. Yeah.
He's incredible.
Beautiful voice.
Yeah,
real character.
Yeah.
So that's with a Doug Hawk proposition. And then you have a lot of new performers this year, more than in previous years, I think, or more in recent previous years. Let's talk about a number of those new performers. Caribbean Steel Rhythms, we mentioned before. Is that a lot of steel pans?
They are. There's probably, oh my gosh, I think there's 12 drummers, 12 drums, I should say. And it's about 10 people. So we're very excited for that. That was a rare opportunity, and I just reached out to them because somebody mentioned them in the office about steel drums. And I'm like, steel drums in the Lehigh Valley? Who are they? So, you know, immediately we got in contact, and the woman was great to work with. So I'm really excited to have them do this Caribbean-style music on steel drums and to be doing holiday songs.
Right, so doing Christmas music
steel
drums.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love it.
Okay. Sweet Adelines. They're a women's barbershop quartet, right?
Yeah.
They're part of the national Sweet Adelines.
Yeah, it's a national organization. They're a local chapter of that. And they've done things, I know done things at the Iron Pigs thing and done things at the hockey, but they've been doing kind of that type of, you know, presentation with what they do.
Yeah, they do really a lot good. Of community yeah. type mm-hmm. Events and perform all over. We're really great friends with Angie Johnson, who lives in Old Allentown as we do. And so that's how the connection, you know, came to be. And she's a darling person. And I'm really looking forward to this. They've wanted to do this.
Yeah, they're
and,
really good.
We're happy to be able to give them this opportunity. So, excellent. Sweet Adelines.
All right. Now, we have a Charlie Brown on the program as well, and that intrigued me, thinking, which Charlie Brown is this? So tell us.
Yeah, he's, again, an old friend of mine from the R&B scene, and he went through, he's been playing around here a little bit less known, I think, in the area, and he's very good, and he's just very genuine. I'm really excited about having him here. He is doing really authentic R&B from his very core.
Yeah. I mean, old it's school, just
yeah. old school
style.
R&B. Yeah, yeah. And it's yeah. really
great
good.
Voice.
He has a neat little band, and he's really good. That's going to be exciting.
Okay. Yeah, he's actually going to be performing with the BC Combo. The BC Combo is actually going to perform with him directly on this one. Again, the whole collaboration that is part of what has made a Lehigh Valley Christmas so great. Mm. So the BC Combo is actually helping him out this year.
Yeah. Nice.
So yeah, really looking forward to that.
If there's some duetting between BC and Charlie Brown. Yeah. And of course, like that whole R&B, authentic R&B, there's been a huge resurgence the last few years of that, and we play a stack of it on the blend and other places. So good to hear we have someone in the Lehigh Valley maintaining that tradition. Myron Haight, you have him on the program. Is that the property developer?
Myron Haight is indeed a builder of McMansions. I mean, he does these huge homes, and he is an incredible guy, really wonderful musician, a great vocalist, and we've gotten to know him. I've known him for many years from my old days at PPL when I used to work in residential market.
As a builder,
And I knew him as a builder and developer. And then he came to downtown Allentown, and we became friends again. And we just...
And I really got to meet him when he had the Cosmopolitan. He was involved in the Cosmopolitan building that, I think.
What does he perform? What does he play?
He plays guitar. He plays keyboards. He plays a lot of things.
I think he does.
He's a really good musician, and it was great. The first time he did the Lehigh Valley Festival, he knocked people out. He has a wonderful voice.
He is incredible. He really is.
In a rock style or
many style.
More pop. I'd say pop.
Yeah, pop. He likes. You know, that's generally what he'll do. Mm-hmm.
And he'll have a small band with him, or he'll be solo.
Yep.
Or?
Well, he does a small band. He plays guitar himself, and he has a bass player and a drummer.
Yeah, that's his core unit that he still plays with. He does it kind of on the side, and yet he's genuinely talented musician.
Yeah.
To catch a well-known community figure that you don't normally catch on music stage. Who are the ASD Double String Quartet?
That's the Allentown School District Double String Quartet. And actually, Larry Flynn, who is one of the teachers, who is responsible for getting this group together, you know, several years ago. And they're a bunch of really young, wonderful kids, which we're happy to tout. Obviously, you know, great Allentown kids. So it's really nice, and they do classical music.
Great, getting the age diversity and getting the classical music in as well with that one.
Nice combo.
We already mentioned Fiona Hennessy from Blackwater, but she's in a duo combination here with CJ Steinway.
They're really kind of like a showy. I don't know how to describe
it. It's very different than what Fiona has done in the past, which was mostly Celtic music. Mm-hmm. This is more cabaret-ish kind of.
There you go.
Interesting. Almost showy, theatrical.
Yeah, it is.
Really
they're both really great vocalists. Yeah. He plays piano, and she sings and struts around the stage with confidence, as she can do.
Yes. Okay. All right. And Jack Murray. Is that Jack Murray's first time on the show?
He was there
last year.
I was thinking that too. This is new because we had mentioned that, but he was there last year, and a lot of people don't know about him. He's been a successful songwriter for years and
performs at Godfrey's, of course.
It's a great little band, the Midnight Creeps.
I know. Really, what a great name.
Really
Jack Murray and the Midnight Creeps.
Group of Americana, maybe you could classify him as. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And lastly, one that caught my eye amongst the new to my eyes, Lily and Winston. Can you tell us a bit about them?
Well, yeah, Liliana Hector is her name. She is actually Cuban born, so she sings in English and in Spanish, and just really versatile. She plays guitar and other instruments. Yeah. And Winston.
And Winston, I know, as being playing ukulele. I think he plays other things, but last year he did something. I was involved with him in a different regard in music, and he was playing ukulele, and really good players.
Nice. Yeah.
And they do really interesting things. I'm excited to see what they're doing this year, because I don't know what they're doing.
Encourage him to play ukulele. Always good to hear ukulele.
And Lily and Winston have been performing a lot throughout the Lehigh Valley and really doing a really great job. They've actually partnered with James Supra and Dave Smith, and some really nice sound that they produce. So I'm very happy to be able to showcase them this year at our 19th.
Right,
it'd
be nice
Christmas.
If they are with them this year.
Yeah,
I love Dave Smith.
Well, Dave Smith will be part of the BC combo. Dave Smith will be at the concert. So all we got to do is shove him on stage with his flute, and he can help out.
All right. So we've covered the new performers. Of course, there is an all-star finale. Mike, you are directing this again, I believe.
Yes, hard at work on that.
What are you going to perform this year?
The biggest year. Well, we will not mention that. That
it's a secret.
It's always a secret. So you have to come out to the show to see that.
Okay,
you have to
come
out
to the
show.
May have disclosed it, but anyway. Okay, so a secret. But again, lots and lots of the performers all coming together on stage for one huge finale.
Everybody comes back on stage, and it's really fun. That's great too.
Yeah, it really takes the roof off, doesn't it, with everyone.
Yes, because everyone together, as they've been in little groups all evening long, generally, like rehearsing things, and that's a nice moment.
Okay, so we're about getting close to wrapping up, but I haven't asked you, who or what do the proceedings of the concert benefit?
Well, this concert is presented by the Allentown Chamber of Commerce, and it allows me to do music programming all summer long. And so, and being married to a musician and just being a music lover, it's really important to me that as I do my job, that I do things that create community in a different way. And so for me, even though I represent the business community, it's important for me to get the rest of the community engaged in what it is that we do. And so it allows me to present Summer in the City, which is a 20-week summertime lunchtime music series.
Which has expanded a lot and since the recent buildup.
Oh, yeah.
Downtown.
Yeah,
downtown.
It's like, we actually had to move it to two different venues. Because
two different venues,
About 20 weeks worth of music.
We're looking to maybe even do an extra day because we have so much talent, obviously, in the Lehigh Valley. And so we're looking to actually expand it and maybe do 3 days of music during lunchtime. And as long as we, so the funds do go to help that program. And also to hire music when we do our Christmas tree lighting, which we do. And we also have a New Year's Eve event that we do in downtown Allentown.
There's a lot of music booking that goes on in the town.
Nice.
I never.
Right.
So it's good. The money stays in the musical.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. To hire more musicians.
All right. Okay. Quickly, who are your MCs this year?
MCs, that's a really good question. We have George Miller, who will be our WDIY's own George Miller, and Kate Scuffle
will be here next week on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon.
There they go. And we also have Representative Pete Schweier helping us out this year. That is new this year. He is a new representative and represents downtown Allentown. So I thought that was important to do. And we have Beresford Booth, who is an amazing artist and a art professor at Lehigh University and an old friend of ours for many, many years. And WDIY's own Jeff Chambers will be joining us.
All right. That sounds like a nice, interesting line. lineup, and I know they get put on the spot to keep things moving in the rapid changeovers
bands. You really need to be on your feet. You know, it's like it's fast paced, and sometimes, well, you know, we had a technical glitch here, so you know, but we've had people already sing little songs, and you know, get people to sing Jingle Bells in between or whatever.
All right, so look, finally, we need to wrap up. When, where again, and how to get tickets?
When is on Thanksgiving Sunday, November 29th at Miller Symphony Hall, and you can get tickets at millersymphonyhall.org or by calling them at 610-432-6715.
Thank you for joining us tonight to tell us about this year's Lehigh Valley Christmas Concert. Let's go out listening to one of the returning performers, and that's Hector Rosado, and a perfect Christmas piece, Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas, I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas, I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas, I wanna Feliz Navidad.